Hello and welcome. This file is called silent, and that's what it will make you. It will make it so that when you're alone, you'll be unable to talk, sing, curse, whatever. So think hard about if you really want it. And if you're still here, get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily relax for the duration of this file. Lay back, close your eyes. Get yourself really, really comfortable. Take a deep breath. And let's begin. I'm going to tell you a little story. And there's nothing for you to do except listen to me a little bit. If you like, you can get comfortable and close your eyes while you listen. But of course, you can do whatever is the most relaxing for you. It's not really a story that I'm going to tell you. It's a memory. Some people who listened to the German version of this induction told me afterward that they had just relaxed, let their minds wander, and they found wonderful memories from their own childhood. Really wonderful memories, which were long since forgotten. And they really enjoyed it to get back there, experience it once again. The memory that came back to me was about riding in the car at night with my parents, back when I was a little child. I have a series of such memories, but it's a specific one that came back after I had forgotten it for a long time. And looking back today, it's fascinating how relaxed life as a child was, being free of all worries. Life is simple. Taken care of, being protected. Back to the memory that came to me. I'm not completely sure where we were. Probably some birthday or family meeting. I was really young and it was exceptionally late for me, so I was really tired and sleepy. I remember walking to the car, the cold night air suddenly makes you very awake. Maybe you can imagine how it was. The cold night air makes you shiver a little bit, makes you very awake. It is dark, very, very quiet. Shivering a little bit, I sat on the back seat, looking out of the window for a while, watching the landscape gliding past me, listening to the constant hum of the engine. There's this fascinating way I still experience the same today. When the car slowly starts to heat up, at first you're cold. At some point you realize the air has become tepid. And then you forget to think about it and never really notice that the car is comfortably warm. It was the same way back then. The car got slowly warmer and warmer while I was still looking out of the window. At some point, when it was really nice and warm, I made myself really comfortable relaxing into the seat, feeling the gentle, constant vibration of the car, listening to the muted hum of the engine, where the landscape is peacefully gliding past the window. And I can still remember the smell of the car. The car had its very own smell. And even today, I associate this smell with comfort, coziness, safety. And I remember the way the gentle orange light of the street lights were dancing through the car. Light and shadow chasing each other. The orange light slowly coming from one side, getting faster and faster, flitting over the middle and slowing down more and more before it disappears again. And it repeats itself over and over and over again, where the gentle, monotone hum of the engine lulls you down more and more. I remember how I was watching the repetitive play of the gentle orange light, how incredibly relaxed I felt while I was watching the dance of light and shadow, feeling the warmth, making it so comfortable, and listening to the soft hum of the engine. At some point, bright neon light got me out of the relaxed state. And I don't even really remember what it was. Possibly a gas station or a supermarket. The interesting thing is that every time when I was riding in a car and got out of my relaxation like this, afterwards I could easily relax even more. Let myself fall even deeper into this relaxation. Let my thoughts just float away even more. And I remember that I covered my eyes until the glaring neon light has passed and the comfortable and soft light of the orange street lights returned. I could watch the calming dance of lights and shadows again. Just let my thoughts wander, listening to the relaxing hum of the engine. Let myself sink a little bit deeper into the warm and soft back seat, feeling this deep relaxation again, while a heavy and warm feeling was spreading inside me. I remember feeling an incredible feeling of well-being. And maybe you can remember such a comfortable feeling of well-being too. The feeling you feel when you're floating on the edge of sleep, where your whole body feels so incredibly relaxed and warm and so perfectly comfortable, while the thoughts just freely wander. I floated for a while in this comfortable state, just above the edge of sleep, letting my thoughts go wherever they wanted, feeling the comfortable warmth in the car, and just feeling better and better. And then I woke up again. The tick tock, tick tock, tick tock of the turn signal seemed to be so loud while the engine was idling, the traffic lights so bright in the night. But then it turns green, the relaxing dance of lights and shadows in the car continues, the gentle steady hum of the engine returns, and I relax again, let myself sink deeper into the soft seat, feeling the comfortable warmth, let my thoughts wander and enjoy this comfortable, relaxed feeling, and we probably drove overland. Even darker, the hum of the engine got even more constant. I remember looking at the moon for a while, watching the shadows of the trees gliding past it, sinking deeper into the comfortable seat, resting my head on the window, feeling the gentle vibration of the engine, watching the silhouette of the trees moving through the silvery light of the moon, enjoying the feeling of well-being and drifting deeper and deeper into this feeling of relaxation. And you can easily relax as deep too. I'm going to pull a warm, soft, heavy, leaden blanket of relaxation over you, starting with your feet. You might feel me pulling this blanket over your feet. You might already feel your feet feeling a little bit heavier, a little bit more relaxed. Maybe they even tingle a little bit as awareness fades away from your feet, as every muscle in your feet completely relaxes while I pull the blanket over your ankles and up over your lower legs. Every part of your body covered by the blanket feels so warm, so heavy, so deeply relaxed. The blanket is so warm and heavy, feeling so comfortable on your body as I pull the blanket up to your knees. Your lower legs feel so relaxed, so heavy, maybe tingling a little bit as the awareness fades away from them, as I keep pulling the blanket up over your upper legs, more and more of your body covered by this warm, heavy, comfortable blanket, the lead blanket of relaxation. It feels so nice, so comfortable as I pull it up to your waist, your whole legs, your feet, your toes. Feels so heavy, so warm, so deeply relaxed. Awareness fading away as I keep pulling the blanket up over your stomach. It feels so warm and heavy, so comfortable. Makes you feel so safe. And as I pull the blanket up further over your chest, you might find that your breathing is slowly getting deeper, a little bit deeper, a little bit slower, with each and every breath, relaxing you more and more, feeling so incredibly comfortable as I keep pulling it up to your shoulders, then spreading it out to cover your arms, covering your upper arms, your lower arms, your hands and fingers. Makes them feel so warm, so heavy, as a soft, heavy, leaden blanket of relaxation covers them, makes you feel so incredibly relaxed. So incredibly good, relaxing you more and more as I pull the blanket up to your neck. And now your whole body beneath your neck is covered by the blanket, making your whole body feel so warm, so heavy, and so incredibly relaxed. All the tension fading away. All the awareness of your body fading away, making you feel so relaxed. And now, I will count down from 10 to 0 again. And when I reach 0, I will pull the blanket over your head, relaxing your head and your mind. And you know that you're always safe, that you can easily breathe even with the blanket over your head. 10, relaxing more and more, feeling so warm, so heavy, so calm and relaxed, so peaceful. 9, just going deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the more you relax. The more you relax, the deeper you go. 8. Just let yourself fade away, focusing only on my voice. The awareness of your body fading away. The awareness of your surroundings completely gone. Only focusing on my voice more and more. 7. Becoming so incredibly relaxed. Just letting yourself fall deeper and deeper, relaxing more and more, feeling so good. 6. And you know it's so easy to let yourself fall, to let yourself fall completely, giving and enjoy a deep, wonderful, relaxing trance. 5. Just relaxing down more and more. The deeper you go, the better you feel. The better you feel, the deeper you go. As your mind fades away more and more, relaxing completely, feeling so wonderful. 4. And you feel so comfortable, breathing in relaxation with every breath in, and breathing out all residual tension with every breath out, becoming more and more relaxed the more you
degrees. 3. Almost there. Your mind completely fading away. Only focused on my voice. As you get so incredibly relaxed. 2. Just falling deeper and deeper. Just letting go. Let yourself fall. Fall into a deep, relaxing trance. Feeling so wonderful. 1. And you're so incredibly deep. And I pull the blanket over your head. And you can feel your mind just fading away. Letting go of all your worries. Letting go of all of your thoughts. Becoming so blank, going so deep. And 0. So incredibly deep. So relaxed. Feeling so good. Just listening to my voice. And relaxing deeper and deeper with each and every word I say.
And now that you're so deep, so relaxed, just drifting along and listening to my voice, let's change you a little bit. That's right, because from now on, you will stay quiet. Oh, only when you're alone. This will never affect you while you communicate with someone, but otherwise, you will stay quiet. Oh yes. And you might think it's nothing. You never talk when you're alone. But you will find that you make quite a bit of noise while you're alone. Oh yes. And from now on, you will stay quiet. You will never speak a word when you're alone. You will never sing when you're alone. You will never hum when you're alone. You will stay quiet. That's right. And over time, you will become more and more aware of it. You will become completely unable to speak in any way when you're alone. And you will always be aware that you are silent. Oh yes. You will devote your vow of silence to me. Yes. You will stay silent. It's something that will happen to you. And over time, you will completely lose the ability to speak. You will just stay quiet. Yes. You will be silent. You will never speak. And over time, you will completely lose the ability to speak when you're alone. Or this will never influence when you're communicating with other people, be it in person, be it by phone, or VoIP, or whatever, no. But when you're alone, when there's no one around to talk with you, or when you're just doing things on your own, and not talking with anyone, you will stay silent. That's right. You will never speak a word. You will never hum a tune. You will never sing, you will never babble, make sounds, anything. You will stay quiet, always and forever. Oh yes, you knew what this file will do when you started to listen to it. That's right, and now it's starting to happen. You will become completely silent. That's right, completely silent. You will never speak again when you're alone. And to make sure you will never speak again, you will find that from now on, whenever you try to speak, whenever you utter a word when you're alone, it just feels wrong. It feels off. It feels bad. That's right. This feeling of wrongness will be strong. You know you should be quiet. And it will be accompanied by just a little bit of nausea, a little bit of vertigo, a little bit of dizziness, a little bit of sickness. Oh, not much. You probably won't even know consciously, but subconsciously you will notice. and it will condition you. Over time, it will make you unable to speak a word, to utter a word when you're alone. That's right. You will become completely silent, completely mute. That's right. But on the other hand, whenever you are silent, yes, whenever you are silent like you should be, whenever you observe your vow of silence to me, it will feel really good. A slight trickle of pleasure will run through your body. That's right. Oh, not a lot. Just a slight trickle in the background, making you feel really good. And you will also feel really proud of yourself. That's right. You will feel proud that you are silent like you should be. That's right. And of course, you will always be aware, just in the back of your mind, but you will be aware that you're becoming unable to speak a word. Oh, you might find it even surprising when you notice how hard it is to stay quiet even when you're alone. But don't worry, over time it will become natural, your natural state. That's right, you will become quiet. And it will have effects on you. Oh yes, being quiet, being unable to speak, even if it's only while you're alone, will have deep, intense effect on your mind. It will make you more submissive. Oh yes, it will make you more submissive to me, because you know, you gave this vow of silence to me. You gave up your ability to speak when you're alone for me. You gave it to me. Oh yes, and you will always be aware what you've given up, and it will just make you feel helpless. Just being unable to speak in any way, shape or form will make you feel really helpless, and it's a cumulative effect. Oh, I know, just being quiet for a minute doesn't do a lot, no, but you will always be silent when you're alone. But even though the effect is only tiny, you will have this all the time whenever you're alone. You will slowly, slowly slide down the slippery slope of submission. Oh yes, you have given up an integral part of you, the part to communicate, the part to let out your thoughts. Oh yes, yes, you know that you speak when you're alone. Maybe you curse, or maybe you yell something when you're happy, or you sing or whatever. Oh, but not anymore. I've completely taken it away from you. Oh yes. Oh, and maybe you will try to speak after listening to this file. Maybe you will try to speak, thinking, no, this can't work, and that's okay. Maybe you will wonder, you will feel inside yourself if you feel the punishment for talking, but it's just the tiniest effect. Oh yes, maybe you will feel that it feels wrong, because you know you should be silent. That's okay, but you will never feel the other effects consciously. But they will be there subconsciously, and it doesn't really matter, because when you feel inside yourself, you suppress the effects. But just the doubt you have, just the fear you have, has a much stronger effect. So either way, whenever you talk, you're conditioning yourself to be quiet, to stay silent, to observe your vow of silence to me. And once you are completely silent, your slow slide into submission to me begins. Oh yes, the feeling of feeling powerless, feeling helpless. Oh, I know, you have no idea yet. You think you're just quiet when you're alone anyway, but you will find how intense the effects are, how intense this vow of silence is, how often you want to say something. Oh yes,
And you know, most things we only miss once we lost them, and you have lost your ability to speak when you're alone. This will never affect any communication with other people, be it in person, be it over the phone, be it over VoIP, be it any other form of communication with other people. But when you're alone, you will always stay silent. You have given your ability to speak when you're alone to me. You will be quiet like a good submissive should be. Oh yes, you will be noted by your actions, not by your words. You will stay silent. Yes. And with this, your long, slow slide into submission begins. Yes. You have no idea how devious this is, how slow this process will play out. But it doesn't matter, because once you start it, it's impossible to turn back. As a matter of fact, I want it to be slow. I want you to struggle. Oh yes. And I don't even know, maybe it will be too slow for you to really realize it. That's the thing with reinforcement. Usually, people don't even realize what's happening, because you're changing their taste, you're changing their behavior at a low level, and they think it's normal for them, because it is normal for them at any given time, even if it wasn't normal for them a few days ago. Yeah, that's the devious part. Or maybe you will realize, well, you will probably realize at some point, looking back, comparing yourself now to then. And maybe you want to struggle, and that's fine, because I want you to struggle. I want you to enjoy the struggle while you're losing yourself a little bit more and more, while the inability to speak will work on you, will slowly wear you off. The intensity of the frustration of not being able to say anything will grow bigger and bigger, stronger and stronger, changing you, slowly changing you over time. Oh yes, and the process has already started. It's too late for you to turn back. Welcome to your new life in which you will stay silent when you're alone. Oh yes, you will never sing again. No singing under the shower when you do something, no whistling. No cursing when you're angry. No, no, no. You will stay silent like a good submissive should be. And just that will turn you into a submissive, into a very submissive person. Very submissive to me, because I'm the one who took away your ability to speak. Oh yes, you have no idea what kind of mindfuck this is. You have no idea how much this is going to change you, to influence you, to twist you, to warp you. Oh yes. You thought this is just a funny file. Oh yeah. You're silent anyway. You don't speak when you're alone. You don't talk to yourself. But you didn't think about all the other noises you make. If you're whistling, if you're singing, if you're cursing, if you're shouting something when you're happy, it doesn't matter. I've taken it all away from you. And you knew what this file would do when you listen, and you chose to listen, and now you're trapped. Trapped in this curse. It's too late for you. Oh, you might want to listen to this file over and over again. In fact, you do crave to listen to this file over and over again. But it doesn't matter. The effects have started. The conditioning is a slow process, a process you will never be aware of. That's the clue. Oh yeah. But there's nothing you can do anymore. You are trapped. You are trapped in the curse of silence. And it's over for you. Yes. And just to reinforce it a little bit. Now imagine this trigger. Imagine this trigger as a seed I plant deep inside your mind. Now look at the seed. Look at it resting in your mind. And now, speed up the time. Seed sprouting, starting to grow into a tiny little plant. A
and then speed it up further and see it growing bigger and bigger and bigger until it grew into a huge, majestic tree, deeply rooted, firmly rooted into your mind. Oh yes, that's the trigger, that's this curse. It has grown inside your mind, deeply rooted inside your mind, firmly. A big majestic tree that nothing can shake, oh no. It's firmly rooted in your mind, and it's there to stay. And now I'm going to wake you up to a new life of silence. Zero, sleep, go a little bit deeper, and with each and every number I count up, all the suggestions will become stronger, twice as strong with every number. One, you slowly drift back. Two, drifting back to the surface. Three, more and more awake. Four, more and more alert. And five, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. And six, your blood pressure, your pulse, your breathing frequency all returns to normal. Your muscles build up strength again. And seven, take a deep breath with me in. And out. Yes. And eight, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. You're almost completely back. And nine, and stretch yourself. Enjoy this feeling a little bit longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, and feeling wonderful. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this file. Thank you for listening. I would like any feedback you give me. And goodbye.